Thank you for tuning in today. Today we're going to be talking about building faith in God through powerful verses from the Bible. Many of us haven't heard all the verses, and many of us don't realize what opportunities we have and what our rights are according to the Lord Jesus Christ in heaven. Right now you may be lying in a hospital bed and you're wondering, how can I help my family or my church or anyone else from here? I'm very sick and I can't leave the hospital. What can I really do? Well, I believe that throughout the Bible there's a theme that prayer and obedience to God changes things. And I believe from that very hospital bed, or from your house in your own bed, or your own sickness at your house, or whatever might be causing you to not be able to get out and do things, you can say a prayer that will change people's lives. Jesus has said, whatsoever things we ask the Father, in my name shall be done. That's in Jesus' name. So when we ask something in Jesus' name, it can be done. You can say prayers for every single person in your family while you're there in that hospital, or while you're there recovering from sickness at your house, maybe a broken leg or a hip operation or something like that. You can say prayers for your family, and they'll go out and work on your family whether you're there to talk to them or not. Another thing you can do that the devil doesn't like us to realize is you can say prayers for people in the future. You may have a grandchild that's just a baby. Well, you can say a prayers about their future, about their job, about their college, about their family they're going to have. You can say prayers in advance for people. And those prayers can last even after we're dead. When you say those prayers, God has promised to take care of those people and to answer our prayers. And even though we may be dead, those prayers can still work for our family. So there's some people who may have some questions about how this all can work. But the Bible says faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So today, I want to try to build your faith a little bit. It's sort of like putting a little glue on some of the leaks in our faith. I want to build your faith, help it to become stronger and taller. And so today, let me answer some questions the best I can. How can I help anyone from where I am today? And how can I have the faith that I need to do the things that I need to do? Let's learn how to build faith in God. You can pray to God in Jesus' name. He told us several times, ask the Father in my name. The disciples always prayed in Jesus' name. And expect a miracle, because he's repeatedly promised to hear our prayers in Jesus' name. He expects us to have a repentant heart. Now that's important, that you have a repentant heart and that you're living in accordance with getting along with other people in your life. At this point, you can pray for anyone, your spouse, your husband, and God will start the process of answering your prayers, and eventually they will be answered. Let me ask you a question right now. Do you believe that God is real? Really? Do you believe that God is real? Or are you thinking of him just as something that people talk about? It's very important for you to understand, when Jesus was here, he healed a lot of people. He proved that God was real. And when Jesus came down here, we have knowledge that he was here. The Bible tells us how he died on the cross, suffered for us to forgive us our sins. And he went down into the pits of hell and he preached for 3 days to the people that were there. Whether that makes sense to any of us, that's in the Bible. And he came back, he arose, and he appeared to the disciples and many other people so that our sins would be forgiven. Now, some of the reasons you should believe in the Bible, I'm going to start showing you the verses. Joel 3:10, way back in the Old Testament, God started teaching people how to learn how to pray. And one of the things he said in Joel 3:10 was, let the weak say, I am strong. Don't ever think you're too weak to do something. Remember that in Joel 3:10, it says in the Bible, let the weak say, I am strong. You can say, I am strong through Jesus' name. Let me ask you another question about your life. Do you remember sitting in the presence of your mother and how you felt so safe when she was sitting there? She didn't have to say a word to you, but you knew as long as she was with you, then you would be safe. That's the same thing it is with us with God. We know that when he's with us, that we're safe. Now, there are tragedies that happen in life sometimes, and those are sort of exceptions to some of the rule, and sometimes we may not have answers till we get to heaven. I know that I've had people die in my family. My mother and my father died, and I didn't want them to die, and I wish they wouldn't have, and they were sick. And sometimes those things happen, but for the most part, we say our prayers, and probably 99% of the people that we know, the prayers are going to work on them, and they're going to work on the other people, that 1% that we don't know what happened to the prayers. Sometimes they'll be answered after they get to heaven. But it's important that we pray for their salvation now. You knew that when your mother was sitting there watching you, that if you needed something, she would run over there and help you right away. And I believe God's the same way. He watches over us. He expects us to do things. But I do think a lot of times He wants us to get up and start taking the first step. He says in the Bible, "Seek and ye shall find." It's very important that we get up and try to do some of the things that we need to do on our own if we can. Then we ask God to help us to get through and help us to fill in the blanks that He's not working on. Remember how your mother, while you were playing with a doll or the blocks, she would just watch you? It was a time of learning for us and planning as a child. The blocks had to be put in a certain pattern or the house would fall apart. Well, that's still the same way in our lives. And the doll had to have the best clothes you could put on her when you walked her, because you were learning how to dress her up in the clothes. We have to learn all those things. And Jesus wants us to learn how to live our lives and be the kind of people we're supposed to be. As we make houses in our lives and make children walk, God watches us to see if we are safe and if we're taking care of them the way we're supposed to. He cares about us and has sent His only Son to our planet to die in the place of our sins. He wants us to accept that sacrifice and invite Jesus into our heart as our eternal Savior. Today I want to discuss several passages in the Bible that are almost forgotten secrets to some people, but actually show us how God has been teaching us from the earliest times until now. He sent His Son, who was God, in the flesh to teach us in detail how to communicate with God. Today we're going to talk about these topics. Hebrews 4:14 says, "Seeing then that we have a great high priest," that's Jesus, "seeing then that we have a great high priest that has passed into the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession." In other words, we're supposed to be Christians no matter where we're at. We have to hold fast our profession, whether we're at work or at home or in a grocery store. Hebrews 4:15, "For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with our feelings of our infirmity, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin." Let me read that again, Hebrews 4:15, and that's talking about Jesus. "For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched." In other words, our high priest isn't one that can't be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, without sin. He also sets up there and He makes decisions about our lives and about our prayers and things like that. We have to believe that He's up there. So today we're trying to build faith in God through His Word. Hebrews 4:16 says, "Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace in the time of need." There's another verse in Zechariah. It says, "Not by faith, nor by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord." He wants us to realize that many of the times we can't do anything, not by our might, not by our power, but it's just through His Spirit that prayers are answered. Romans 10:17 says, "So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God." That's what we're going to try to do today. Our lives need to have a revival of the Spirit of God in our lives. Like when the medic revives a person who has been having a heart attack, he revives them and their heart starts again. We need to have our spirit revived, and the power in our lives will come back through learning how to pray and how to praise God and thank Him for everything He's done. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." That's a very important verse, not just because we can pray, but because it says, "Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." It doesn't matter what color you are, what country you're from, what nationality you are, or what political persuasion you are. This says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Don't ever think someone can't be saved, because it says, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. That includes all your relatives, all your friends. They can be saved if they'll call upon the name of the Lord. Romans 10:14 says, how then shall they call on him whom they have not believed? This is talking about like our neighbors. How are they going to call him if they don't know who he is? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? You know, the preacher is going to be you. You're going to be God's disciple. You need to let the neighbors know. Maybe give them a Bible. Give them a tract. Tell them about Jesus and what you know about Jesus. Romans 10:15 says, and how shall they preach except they be sent? It is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace, bringing glad tidings of good things. I think it's very important that we try to talk to our neighbors. Maybe give them a Christian tract. Maybe give them a Bible. Do whatever we can. It's very important. Romans 10:16 says, but they have not obeyed the gospel, but Esaias the Lord, who hath believed our report. Many of our neighbors and many of the people will not obey the gospel, but we still have to try and try to save as many as we can and pluck them out of the fire that they might fall into someday. Romans 10:17 says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. We want to keep building faith in his word today, and we want to remember Hebrews 4:16 from time to time today. Let us therefore come boldly under the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace in the help of need. Mercy is like when a judge cancels our ticket. Grace is when someone like comes over and just gives us something that we don't deserve. We want that mercy and grace from Jesus. And it says, let us therefore come boldly under the throne of grace. That's where Jesus gives us things that we don't even deserve. So do you believe that what Jesus said while he was here was true? Then you need to act on it to show that you really want him to help you. This means show forth some of the fruits of the Spirit. Galatians 5:22 says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith. Galatians 5:23 says about the fruits of the Spirit, meekness, temperance, against such there is no law. You don't need a law about something that's so good. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and the lusts. All of us have had to go through this. I went through an addiction of sugar and other things. And many men and many women have had to deal with lust. We all have to deal with those kind of things. I've had to deal with those. Many of you will have to deal with them. And we have to crucify that flesh. In other words, we have to keep moving away from them. It's a little bit like if you've ever been swimming and you don't really swim, but you just like to wade and get out and too deep in the water. You have to keep working to get back towards the safe side, hitting it with your toes on the bottom. That's what we have to do. We have to move ourselves away from those evil things. Galatians 5:25 says, if we live in the Spirit, let us walk in the Spirit. We got to keep trying to build that faith. Let's start sending up those prayers that will last all of our lives and change those around us. And also prayers that will last when we are dead and in heaven. Our prayers will come into effect just as we prayed them. And even though we're not here, they can still happen. It's very important when we're praying about things like sickness. Isaiah 33:24 says, and the inhabitants shall not say, I am sick. It's important that we don't start confessing that we're sick. Sometimes when we say our, have you ever said, oh, I feel sick, and you keep saying it so much that you just go out of the room and you really are sick to your stomach? Or you start thinking about something, you see something, and you think maybe there's a bug in your glass and it makes you feel sick. You can talk yourself into being worse than you really are. So it's important to realize where you're at and that you're not as bad as you may think you are. John 14:1 says, let your heart not be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. Isaiah 35:4 says something that's very important for all of us. Say to them that are of a fearful heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, and even God with a recompense. He will come and save you. It's very important that you do this. Today, I want to invite you to become a Christian. We'll talk about this in another program some more. But I want you to invite you to become a Christian. You can say this prayer with me if you want. God, I ask in the name of Jesus Christ that you'll accept me into your kingdom. I ask you to forgive me for my sins. I ask you to help me to understand your will and how to pray and what I'm supposed to do in my life, what my ministry is. I thank you, God, for all the blessings you've given me. And I pray now that you'll forgive me for all my sins and come into my life and fill me with your Holy Spirit and guide me and lead me. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.